So our speakers in this panel are Lori Ratliff, who will be moderating our panel. Ms. Ratliff is a board-certified civil appellate attorney in Austin, and she has worked as a briefing attorney with the Seventh Court of Appeals in Amarillo, and later with as a staff attorney with the Third Court of Appeals in Austin. Lori has also written a monthly column for the Austin Lawyer magazine for more than 20 years. She received her law degree from the Texas Tech University School of Law and her bachelor's degree from the University of Texas. And Lori will be introducing our other panel members, Chief Justice Marilyn Abusi and Chief Justice Carroll, who served on the Third Court of Appeals. Thank you.
Thanks, Kristen. I'm so honored to be here. And thank you all for hanging in till the last presentation of the day. I know we're the last thing between you all and happy hour, so we'll try to keep that in mind.
We're thinking of that, too.
So there's been a lot of discussion in the last year and a half or so about the 15th Court of Appeals that's now in operation, and it's taking over of the administrative law jurisdiction from the Third Court of Appeals. And so with the end of an era of administrative law with the Third Court, we thought it would be interesting to hear from two very well-known and esteemed retired chief justices on the Austin Court, who together led the court for many, many years, even before they became chief. So I think it will be interesting to hear from them, their perspective of their time on the court. And so instead of me reading from their very long and very glowing bios, I thought it would be more fun to let them talk a little bit themselves about their background as a way to introduce the talk today. So if you would start, Justice Abusi.
I'd be glad to. I don't really think they want to hear a lot about our childhood, but I grew up in Wichita Falls in a large extended family. My grandparents were all immigrants, and so we always had at least one grandmother in the house. And I went to school through the public schools in Wichita Falls and Midwestern University in Wichita Falls. I was graduated there with a degree in government and went to D.C. for a couple of years to work, then came back to the University of Texas School of Law, where actually Judge Carroll and I overlapped with one another. So that's probably all you want to know about that. So,
Judge Carroll?
There's so much more I could tell you about Judge Abusi.
But we're not telling what happened in Vegas.
Right. Before I start, I've got two things I want to say. Anybody remember, I think it was about 1975-ish, when the administrative law was codified? Was that about 1975? I remember vividly going to a seminar in Austin at the start of that, and I'd been practicing law for about 3 years, two and a half maybe, and I didn't really have any administrative practice, but I had one case where I'd been hired involving the Healthcare Facilities Commission. I figured I ought to at least know what the new rules were, and about to the point where they got to the question and answer period, this real old lawyer, cranky old senior lawyer, who I now realize was probably at least 10, maybe 20 years younger than I am now, stood up and said, "I've been practicing law 40 years, and I've seen a lot of changes, and I've been against every damn one of them." I think that reflecting on the history and traditions of the Third Court in general, and particularly in its role since the 20s, the 1920s, in administrative law, there's a certain bittersweet nature to this, and there's a lot of teeth gnashing about it, but it's one of those changes. And as that lawyer so many years ago said, Change is hard. We don't want to change. We like it the way we understand.